This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Go at 7 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. So I want to go back to something, if I may, Victoria, although I probably shouldn't say I'm going back to it because some people didn't hear the conversation before. The whole business about food subscription models. A couple of interesting things, including the Girl Scout cookie thing, but the Taco Bell $10 a month deal. You want to explain that?
Sure. Yeah, that's all it is. It's a new subscription, and you get a taco a day. And so we were talking about the fact that, you know, for as a business model, these subscriptions work really well for the company, not so much for the consumer unless you really take full advantage. So you'd have to seriously eat at least a taco a day to make
there's
it
there's some stoners
worth
where I think
while.
That would be a personal challenge.
I was going to say, a taco a day doesn't necessarily sound like that big of a problem.
But who doesn't
but
know?
For $10 a month? Good God.
I don't know.
I couldn't eat a taco a day.
Every day?
Would that warrant
a subscription?
Well, I eat taco salad almost every day. It's so good.
I like Mexican food a lot. Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to eat Taco Bell every day.
Well, I was going to say Taco Bell.
Yeah, not necessarily Taco Bell every day, although I am a Taco Bell fan. I am one of those, but I've never been. Any way, shape, or form.
What?
If you swap out the meat and you can get the potato instead of the meat, it is so good.
I haven't been either.
What are you doing with yourself? You've never, ever, ever been to a Taco Bell?
No.
You're like Doug. You've never been to a Walmart.
I've never been to a Walmart either.
Fancy.
Neither have I.
I know.
You're good company, Victoria.
What is wrong with you guys?
Have you been to a McDonald's, Victoria?
I lived in Manhattan. Sure, McDonald's I grew up on. But I grew up, I lived in Manhattan for a really long time. Like, you don't go to Taco Bell when you live in Manhattan for many reasons. But, it's just, and there is no Walmart. So, I don't know. There's a lot of, there.
Y'all are fancy. That's all I got to say.
Well, we're going to come in Manhattan.
Definitely.
Come hang out with me. I'll show you the ropes of fun. It's Walmart.
Yeah, right. Exactly. What was the name of that place we had breakfast the other day? The bakery?
The Corner Bakery.
Yeah, that wasn't a bad place. So you take me to all the fancy places. The thing I gleaned out of this was $10 a month. If you have a taco every day, that means it's 30 cents or 30 cents. Who is going to feed you anything?
But that's
other
what I think they cost anyway.
For 30 cents. but what's in it?
No, prices at Taco Bell have definitely gone up. You can spend
how much is a single taco?
Very quick. I don't know. I'm more of a Chalupa Crunch kind of gal.
What's that?
It's pure heaven. It is pure heaven
is
that can be held in your hand.
Yeah, what is it? I don't know what it is. I've never heard of it.
It's a chalupa, so it's kind of like a fluffier soft taco that is wrapped in a hard shell taco, and it is just...
Then they deep fry it, right?
Well, hold on just a second.
No, it's not fried.
I can't. I know your father very well. I can't imagine him ever taking you to a place like this when you were growing up. So
then
how did you get?
Don't know my dad very well.
Really? He likes to eat this stuff. Really?
Well, no, he doesn't really anymore. He's pretty healthy, but any road trip, because growing up we didn't have a Taco Bell in our immediate vicinity. We had to kind of travel, so if we were traveling to see family and it was kind of a longer road trip, there was always a Taco Bell we would pass, and it was a permanent fixture on our road trips.
So here's somebody who just sent me a note. You'll like this. You big phony, referring to me. All you talk about when you travel is Waffle House. You think that's the Waffle
true.
House is...
By the way, that's not that real.
Come on.
I love the Waffle House. I love the Waffle House.
We were never allowed to go to Waffle House because my mom found an insect in her butter once. So I've actually never been to a Waffle House.
That's the only thing you ever found.
See, there are no Waffle Houses near me in Jersey. Yeah. We just didn't have IHOP and Perkins.
Yeah.
So we just didn't have Waffle House. So I've never been to one of those either.
Oh, Perkins is good. IHOP, not so much. I've never been to a Waffle House until I moved to the South.
Yeah.
Aren't they yummy, though?
I was missing out, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The waffles, the syrup.
Get those hash browns scattered, peppered.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
I'm so hungry now. Way to go, guys.
Well, here, this may fix your problem, Victoria. You can use DoorDash to get some Girl Scout cookies.
Nice.
How does this work? How do you, what happens to the little
girls? Sometimes you just don't know a Girl Scout, you know?
I don't know. You don't have to ask.
Right.
And I don't have kids, so I don't know other parents who have girls who are Girl Scouts. So I think this is great. Anybody you want, and this is, I never understood as a business model why they were like so difficult to get. You know, it's like the one pushy dad in the class. You know, that was selling most of the cookies. Like, it just, I don't know. I never thought it was a good business model. Now, with DoorDash, you can just order them, you know, aren't they starting right now, actually, taking orders?
Yeah, let me ask this question. Is it the DoorDash guy that drops them off? What would be even cooler is if it was a Girl Scout in a DoorDash car that would drop them off.
Sure, let's put a young girl in a stranger's car.
And she comes in uniform. That's not creepy at all.
Yeah,
where are we going with this stuff? Where are we going? Taco Bell. Yeah. They're members. How do you call Taco Bell a restaurant? They're members of the National Restaurant Association. How is that take anybody?
They serve you
a restaurant.
What is wrong
it's
with
counter service?
I think sometimes he just likes being an alien.
So speaking of that, in our discussions of milk, it seems this week is National Milk Week. National Milk Day this week, observing the first time milk was delivered to homes inside sterilized glass bottles in 1878. That's when it started. Anybody here get
Did
milk
it taste
delivered?
Better back then?
Still? Oh, in the glass bottles? Fabulous. And it wasn't watered down. It wasn't all the drugs and hormones and things that they stick in the butt of cows now to make them give more milk. No, there was none of that for sure. And there still really isn't. It's just
I feel like, Phil, we need some like old frontier music when Doug starts talking about like bottles of milk.
but there still is. Around me, we have delivery now. It started again, milk delivery in bottles. You can get milk delivery in bottles.
Yeah, if you're lucky enough to live near a farm that does it. There are a few services in Jersey where I am, but not near me. So I'd have to be out more in farm country, but I think it's great. The fresher milk that you can get, why not? That's
fabulous.
Like that's ideal.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that brings me around to the discussion of white chocolate again. Somebody after we had this conversation the other day, right? Didn't we have this conversation
yes.
the other day?
It's not chocolate because it's white.
It's not.
It's not white. It's not.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Well, lately people have been taking me to task. For things I've been saying, I don't know why that is.
These
Maybe
are my people,
more,
I guess. Yeah. Are they all here to support me? So I don't have to do it.
No. Okay. So to follow up on the discussion of white chocolate, I have the ingredients of peanut butter. You ready? Peanut butter. The real story of peanut butter, because a lot of people, you know, you keep saying it's not really butter. So what's the difference between that and almond milk? It's not really milk. So the most popular brand of peanut butter, you want to take a guess at what it is?
Skippy?
Jif.
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 Yeah. Jif. Yep, Jif. And the good thing about Jif is apparently there are enough preservatives in it so you don't have to refrigerate it. It stays fresh for 3 months after you open it. 28-ounce jar of Jif contains 1,218 peanuts. That's what grabbed me. About seeing this. This is, by the way, the plant is in Lexington, where they make this, Lexington, Kentucky. Largest peanut butter factory in the world. The peanut is a member of the pea family. Did you know that? How many people knew that?
Yeah, it's a legume.
Everyone.
Right. Wait a minute. Not everybody didn't know that. Come on.
I feel like everyone knows that now, yeah.
Everybody knows that now, yeah.
All right, Miss Know-It-All.
Because all
Jay,
the kids with allergies.
Why does peanut butter stick to the roof of your mouth?
Well, I don't know that one.
Oh. Anybody know the answer to that?
Well, doesn't almond butter
it doesn't.
And cashew
yeah.
butter?
Yeah.
It's a little dry.
It's not butter. Well, anyway, it's the high protein.
Mm-hmm. The high protein. Did you just say it's not butter?
It's not butter.
The high protein content draws moisture from your mouth. That's why it sticks to the roof of your mouth. Let's see. America grows 1.6 million tons of peanuts every year, and half of that is used to make peanut butter. I remember President Ford used to have a peanut butter sandwich, peanut butter on English muffins every day for breakfast. I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I don't know that I'd have them on an English muffin, but they're so yummy. Anyway.
Is it true that, do you remember that show back in the day with the talking horse, Mr. Ed?
Yes.
He used peanut butter to get his lips to
I'm Mr. Ed. Yeah.
I've done that with our horses. It's funny. Yeah. They do look like Mr. Ed.
They do their lips move. Yeah, that's how they used to get the lips to move.
Because they're trying to get the peanut butter. It's like with a dog, too.
For those of you who are wondering, as the ladies often are, what is my source for this? It's the Americana magazine. According to them, the average high school graduate has eaten 1,500 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches by the time they graduate.
Sure. Yeah. That could be on the low end.
There's an adults-only peanut butter lovers fan club, and you can imagine what that is all about.
Ew.
Oh, God.
This always goes creepy. It always takes a turn.
No,
it's because you're not sight-reading in advance.
Right.
You say it.
83% of all Americans buy and eat peanut butter. One out of every 10 peanuts grown in the U.S. for domestic consumption ends up just in a... There are all kinds of brands, but Jif is the most popular and it's
all right,
used
so
for,
let's get to the really hard facts.
What's the story smooth? Here? How did we even get to here?
I don't know, but smooth
we were talking about,
I don't know.
No, it was because...
Fresh almond butter, then crunchy.
It was because I was talking about the white chocolate the other day, and if somebody said, well, why don't you talk about peanut butter... Because it's not really, you know, you say white chocolate isn't chocolate, almond milk isn't milk. Well, peanut butter isn't really butter. That was really where this all came from.
Okay.
Okay?
My point was that you're still willing to call it peanut butter even though it isn't butter. So you just
I understand that, and that's why I'm being called out here. It's 18 past the hour on the delicious DJV program.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Today on Hey Culligan, smart home, smarter water softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do? If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on today's DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug. Jay now checking on social media to see what's trending, and apparently, Bennifer, if I get that right, I don't always know that.
Yeah,
got the right. That's okay now? Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, Ben and Jen, I kind of like that much better. Sounds like a new kind of ice cream company. Ben and Jen, instead of Ben and Jerry's, right? You get it? Ben and Jen's ice cream. Favorite flavor, peanut butter ice cream, perhaps.
All right. Almond milk.
Yeah.
Why do you call it peanut butter? It's not really butter.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream made with almond milk is not really ice cream. All right, never mind. Ben, what's he doing with Jennifer that we can talk about on the air?
Well, they haven't gotten married yet, which is something we are all on here kind of hoping and wishing for. I really thought it was going to be around Christmas time, but I was super wrong. He is talking with Entertainment Weekly about their flop from 2003, Geely. Did anybody see it? I didn't see it.
I've seen it.
I don't think there's a need to
see it. Is that where they met?
Is it really as bad as everybody said it was?
I think if you watched it now, you'd be like, this isn't that terrible. It was sort of implausible that she was a lesbian, and then he, like, you know, converted her, and it was just, you know.
Wait, isn't that the same plot from Chasing Amy, almost?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, he chased a lot of lesbians
back
in the day.
That's my favorite. He converted her.
There you go.
Well, Julie was so terrible that Ben doesn't regret having, like, doing that movie, because that's how he met Jennifer, the love of his life, but then that also is how he met the new love of his life, too, in terms of the career. He started directing because Geely was such a bad flop that he was like, I'm never going to work again as an actor. The only way I'm going to get work is if I direct things myself. And then he ended up saying that he loves directing so much more than acting.
Yeah, but he's a good actor, and he's in a lot of stuff. What's the bar movie that he's in
now?
Tender Bar. That's
that
a good movie. Yeah, it is a good movie. Yep. Yeah, it is. But there's too much smoking. All these movies that are focused on the 70s and the 80s, there's just too much smoking in them.
Well,
it's got to be historically correct.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Let's see. What's happening at the Bonnaroo? I always like that. It's like Chattanooga. What's happening?
Yeah, on the farm. Who's showing up for this? Supposed to. It's slated to happen June 16th to the 19th. A whole bunch of names nobody really knows, apparently, and everybody is like, this is the worst lineup ever, with one exception, Stevie Nicks. First female headliner to be at Rue, and everybody is like, can she just wipe the bill and let her perform for four nights?
Yep.
What is, who's Roddy Ricci? Who the hell is that?
I don't know. Ask the Gen Zer.
Really?
Like all Roddy, of you. Wait, I was looking through these, and I'm like, am I really that old that I recognize three names?
Roddy Rich. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of, like, there's just a lot of hip-hop stuff that's just really popular right now.
And a so lot it's kind of the weird that they're DJ even. Stuff.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird that they're even pairing Stevie Nicks with the rest of that lineup.
Bunch of that. Yeah.
And strange. So many coming out on, in the Twitterverse who are like, this is awful, with the exception of Stevie Nicks, are even like, we haven't had Bonnaroo in 2 years, and this is what you give us? It was canceled in 2020 because of COVID, canceled in 2021 because of flooding, and they're like
they don't even have Dave Matthews.
Seriously?
Yeah, like, you don't even throw Dave Matthews on the lineup or Zach Brown Band? Yeah. Like, no
at
festival
least there's
bands?
Coachella.
Yeah.
All right, the Oscars are going to have a host this year on ABC. They've got to get some reason for people to watch them because there certainly is not much to watch the way they do things. And The Rock is they're trying to get him to host.
He'd be once. Good.
Yeah, I think he would be good.
Yeah,
and it's time they had a pop sort of star become the host of the Oscars to get people, the average person, to watch it again instead of all the elitists who you know, support movies that three people see. Anyway, it's supposed to be on Sunday, March 27th at the Dolby Theater.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The president and vice president were in Atlanta, Georgia Tuesday, pushing a partisan bill to nationalize elections in America and doing away with the Senate filibuster rule.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin thinks killing the filibuster is a bad idea.
We need some good rule changes to make the place work better, but then getting rid of the filibuster doesn't make it work better.
Catherine Smallwood, the WHO Senior Emergency Officer for Europe, warned the world against treating COVID-19 as an endemic. Quote, we are certainly not at the point where we will be able to call it an endemic, but pinning it down to 2022 is a little difficult at this stage. End quote. USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you think anybody has had more influence over our response to this than you have? Do you think it's a great success? Do you think it's a great success what's happened so far? Do you think the lockdowns are good for our kids? Do you think we slowed down the death rate? More people have died now under President Biden than did under President Trump. You are the one responsible. You are the architect. You are the lead architect for the response from the government. And now 800,000 people have died.
Right.
Do you think it's a winning success what you've advocated for government?
Senator, first of all, if you look at everything that I said, you accuse me of in a monolithic way telling people what they need to do. Everything that I've said has been in support of the CDC guidelines. Wear a mask. Get boosted.
And you've advocated to make it coercive
and done by mandate.
You've advocated that your infallible opinion be dictated by law.
Senator and Dr. Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, was on Newsmax Tuesday and claimed Dr. Anthony Fauci deflected questions at a Senate hearing earlier in the day.
You know, a couple weeks ago he had an interview where he said that people who question him are questioning science. And the arrogance of that statement just really has stuck with me. So today when we ask him questions, we ask him whether it was appropriate for him to take his $420,000 salary and attack his enemies.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Several camps represented here, as usual, on the DJV program, so you'll be stimulated to think things through. A lot of conversation about things that matter, events of the day, issues of the day, the people that folks are talking about. With Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, sometimes they're talking about us, as it were. I remember one night, when ABC was sold, Peter Jennings started, isn't it interesting you remember these things? Peter Jennings started the newscast with, "We normally are not the news, but we are the news tonight." Because for the first time in history, some company had paid $1 billion for an asset, a television network. It's really pretty interesting. I always liked Peter Jennings. He was one of the ones that you could actually look at. The rumor is, by the way, that Brian Williams is going to CBS. Did you hear that rumor? To co-anchor the evening news.
Co-anchor with
Nora O'Donnell.
There now. Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's not that great, I don't think. Anyway, Here's what's going on in the friendly skies. It seems that a traveler got arrested yesterday after the plane, which was down in one of the islands in the Caribbean, a plane bound for Miami, folks getting on the plane. The pilot had gotten off. The co-pilot was in the bathroom. The pilot had gotten off the plane to go check in. All the pilots, when you are checking in, you see the pilots behind the desk, and they're printing out their itineraries and that sort of thing. You see that happen often. So the pilot, the co-pilot, were not in the cockpit. The two flight attendants that normally are standing at the front of the plane were helping some people put their luggage up overhead. So this guy runs into the plane, runs into the cockpit, and starts smashing the instrument panel, ripping things out of the ceiling, smashing the panel. And then they finally, you know, people start, what's going on? But again, it's back to...
Doesn't it feel like a movie, though?
World?
Like he knows something
yeah.
is going on with the flight, and so he won't let it take off, and he goes in there and jams up the gear panel. Could that
yeah.
be?
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Or he could just be a crazy person, one or the other.
Well, it was opened. It could have been. There's a lot of crazy people. I haven't seen any of this stuff.
Was he ticketed on that flight, or was he
yes.
just a rando? Who
no.
Ran
he was ticketed. He was ticketed on the flight.
So that's just extra strange. What I don't also understand, and it doesn't make me all that comfortable, is the fact that they leave these planes just wide open so people can get in there. I don't understand that.
Well, they're loading the plane, and normally there would be flight attendants in the front greeting you, and normally the pilot is sitting in there, and the co-pilot getting ready, doing their prep. The requirement is, by the way, if you didn't know it, pilots and crew are supposed to be on the plane an hour before it takes off. They're supposed to report and be on the plane checking it out. Most
that
of the
can
time.
Can never happen. I've seen
well,
them just
the planes don't even get in there.
Yeah.
The planes don't even get in. Most of the time, the turn is less than an hour anyway. And so it just is. But I just find it. I sort of chuckle at people who are that. I don't know why I chuckle, but it's, people got you get that angry. What in the world is going on with people who get that angry about anything? Frankly, anything. Okay, speaking of people getting angry, the Washington football team announcing a new name before the Super Bowl. Anybody got, what are some of the contenders? There's the list of contender candidates.
I think they should be the Washington Swamp Creatures. I think that would be fun.
The Armada, the Presidents, the Brigade, the Red Hogs, huh? The Commanders, the Red Wolves, the Defenders, and just leave it as it is, the Washington football team. That's an interesting. I
well,
like
yeah. A lot of
Presidents.
Soccer teams do that, too.
I wouldn't mind the Washington Presidents. Would you?
No.
That's
kind
wimpy.
Of well, they already have the Senators in hockey, so I don't know.
Yeah. Senators used to be a baseball team, by the way. They used to be the Washington Senators baseball team. So, anyway, there are a number of people who have been upset. People get, why would you get upset? Why would you care what the Washington
fans, I guess, want it built? Because if the fans of the team, all three of them, they, you know, want to have a say, I guess. I don't know.
And also, I think, I mean, just for nostalgia's sake, like if the Dodgers one day just said, you know what, we're changing the name of the team, I'd be really sad. I don't know. I don't, because it's just, yeah.
Well, it was required. Weren't they called something? Wasn't there some, what was the team called? The Redskins, that's right, too. Very inappropriate, according to some. That sort of stuff never bothered me, but I'm not one who would be affected. Anyway, the football, this is not just necessarily about football, but all of the trading cards, the people who are spending money on trading cards and other collectibles. Have you seen?
Not just some money, a lot of money. Millions and millions of dollars. It's crazy.
All right. So, the Topps Trading Card Company has been purchased by a group of memorabilia folks, and the company name is Fanatics, I guess, right? I don't know. I'm lost on this one.
Fanatics makes a lot of the team jerseys, and they have licensing deals now. So it's kind of like the next step for them to get bigger is to acquire all of Topps. And it's a huge business. Like Jen was saying, you know, all throughout the pandemic especially, people started, I guess, maybe they had time on their hands to dig through old trading cards that they had kept since they were a kid. And the cards ended up being really valuable. Like in the millions,
like what are we
millions
talking about?
Of dollars.
Yeah. Really?
What was the one big one, Jen, that was last, it was like last summer it sold? Was it a Michael
Jordan
one?
Was. Yeah, maybe.
It was like a rookie card or something, and it went for in the millions.
Who's got that kind of dough?
A lot of collectors, apparently.
For a card. Think about that. It's a little tiny piece of cardboard.
What does it tell you about the value of things? And I don't mean to sound like some bleeding heart, but when you spend this kind of dough, if you get this kind of dough, maybe you don't have a conscience, but there are a lot of people who don't have a home. A lot of people don't have enough to eat. And, would it be nice to have, if you're going to spend the money, you want to.
But you still, there are people who are hungry and you still want to buy a Range Rover. Why are you buying a Range Rover when you could get a Chevy and give the rest of your money to the people who are sick on the street?
Well, that's a good question, because I like driving a Range Rover. Maybe
people like collecting
answer.
Baseball cards that are worth millions of dollars.
Okay. And we don't know if these people have enough money. Maybe they're philanthropists. I mean, we don't really know. I mean, the point is not to shame them into spending the money. It's just
I'm not shaming them. I'm just making an observation. It's not about shaming anybody. I don't think that it's my place to shame anybody.
Usually it's
I'm
shaming when you say people are dying on the streets and you're buying a Michael Jordan car.
Right.
Right. Or a Range Rover, one or the other. Okay.
Pretty good, huh? Why do you buy a Range Rover when you can get a Chevy?
Dude, Jen, I have the biggest smile on my face. I'm sitting here like, you go, girl.
That's because Victoria drives a Chevy. That's why.
No, that's not why. It's because I'm happy it was someone else calling you out and not me.
Oh, is that so? Jay, where are you on all of this? Is it like a threefer here, a hat trick? Or are you just keeping quiet?
I'm just minding my own business for the moment.
Really? What kind of a car do you drive?
Minding my own business for the moment.
It's either a Range Rover
by the way,
or
for
Chevy,
the record,
probably.
Jennifer drives a Lexus, for those of you who are. And I was admiring her father has got her father used to drive the BMW 7 Series. So when the last couple of cars he's had were Kias, right? The Kia, yeah. Is it a Kia?
He went from a BMW 7, then he had the Lexus 450, whatever, long. And they don't make those long ones anymore. And so he's like, what am I going to do? I want this kind of car. And so he found Hyundai had a Genesis, which Genesis was its own like luxury brand, which he had. And then now I think it's he had the Equus, and now this is the Genesis.
It looks like a.
But
it looks like a
knockoff of a Bentley. The logo looks like a Bentley. People have thought that they lost a car because he couldn't find his Bentley. And I'm like, Dad, we're not.
And when he told me what
Bentley
he paid for it, it's like nothing compared to what you'd pay for one of those branded cars. And he says it's just as good. Yeah.
He likes it a lot.
Didn't like it that I found the scratch in the trunk, though, did he?
No, he did not like that.
All right, let's get back to something that is important here. Those of you who, I'm talking to the boomerang children who are listening to the program, apparently the percentage of young adults, or as they have been referred to, boomerangers, who live with their parents is back to pre-pandemic levels. The 47%, of adults from the age of 18 to 29 living with their parents? Huh?
Yeah, that's actually like
47%?
Low.
It is?
Yes, that's the improvement. It was more than that.
Who lives with their parents who's 29 years old?
A lot of people.
A lot of people.
People. Just a reminder that costs
my
of
brother
everything
did.
Keep going up while really? The wage keeps staying the same.
Right. I lived with my mom until I went into my house, and that was because I saved and was able to get what I needed together to buy my grandparents' house, even though you like to make fun of it. But, I think I was 27 or 28, something like
you
that.
You haven't invited me to your house in a long time, too, by the way.
Why should she? All you
don't
do
is
rag
on it. Over the weekend, I was like, you're invited to any holiday. You know that. Let me know if you ever want to come over. Did I not say that?
But I usually go to your father's house for those things, not to your house.
Well, on Christmas Day, you would have come to my house because that's where the party
was. I was there on Christmas Day. I don't remember you inviting me. I would have come over.
What did I just say? On any holiday, you are always welcome.
Okay. The big picture here, 36%.
Come over on Martin Luther King Day. That'll be the next one.
Actually, I will not be. I probably am going to be in California on Monday for a meeting with some business people, but it'll be a quick in and out. I won't be able to come to your house, but I'll come over. Let's see, maybe Easter. Is that the next big holiday? What's the next big holiday? President's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. That's it. Well, she's got her own Valentine. I'm not getting involved in that.
You come over for my birthday. That's the next big holiday.
Ooh, February 4th, right?
Six.
We had this.
Go further.
February 6th.
Yeah, 6th.
Okay. Who's the fourth? That was Victoria.
Me.
Yeah, okay.
Which you never remember. But yeah.
No. Well, I remember
it
now.
Not now when it doesn't apply.
Yeah.
Can't hurt everything. The DJV download, fabulous items of interest here every day. You can hear the whole program, as perhaps you know. Maybe I'll remind you, because I like to remind folks of how easy it is to get the program 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can get it at djvshow.com as we do it live or as it circulates through the day, the whole program. And then if you want bits and pieces that are fun, you go to the podcast at djvshow.com. You can get it at Apple, wherever. Most recent, we've had a lot of great discussions about Betty White, that's for sure. Bob Saget, we've been talking about the people who have passed away. This has really been the year is off to a dark start with all of this stuff. Cynthia Nixon is not happy about protocols in public schools. We talked about that in a recent one. The Lucille Ball movie and the fact that Nicole Kidman won for that. That's a good conversation. No, I find myself, maybe this sounds silly, I'm not interested in it. I don't really want to talk about it. And I find myself very interested in all the things that we talk about. That's kind of, I suppose, patting ourselves on the back a little bit. The argument about Elvis Presley's birthday is in a recent DJV podcast. Come to find out that Elvis was born very close. See, this is the credibility here. Elvis was born very close to the top of the hour at midnight. So it could have been one way or the other, the 7th or the 8th, to give me some more credibility. Check it all out, DJV Daily Podcast, free at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it Cashback Match. Now to recap and say cashback one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Hey, how'd you like to get paid to work out? Yes, I said get paid to work out. Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification. If you're interested in a money-making career in fitness as a personal trainer, now is your time because ISSA is guaranteeing you will get a job. That's right. There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. So once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Just text AMP to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Full-time, at a gym, at home, or as a side hustle. Whatever works for you. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Get certified and start making money fast. Guaranteed. Just text AMP to 323232.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
After the hour, and after our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show, talking about how to take care of your dog, your cat, your pet. We've been talking a lot about pet pigs this week, and I don't know why. Have you ever come across anybody, Warren, who had a pet pig?
I think Warren did.
I had two of them. I had Corky that was 950 pounds, and I have Spotty that was 1,200 pounds. Spotty was, I got Spotty, Dave Letterman asked me, I'm name dropping, Dave Letterman asked me if I would do his show when he found out I had rescued a pig, and he wanted to find out how smart they were. So I went out that day, and I adopted a pig that was going to be slaughtered, a young pig, and I slept with it for 3 or 4 days, and I trained it, taught it to respond.
You slept in your bed?
No, I slept in a kennel with it. Took him on a Letterman show and walked him on a leash and a harness. To this day, there's no doubt in my mind that of all the animals, other than perhaps the chimpanzee, pigs are the most intelligent, the most emotional, amazing animals. They really are. And people don't realize. And mine lived for like 12 years, which is rare.
Well, the focus on pigs this week has been because there was a pig's heart used to transplant into a human being. I think that was on Monday. So a lot of people started looking at pigs again, trying to figure out what the connection is to human beings. And apparently there's a lot of stuff in pigs that's pretty much the same as human beings.
If you have a bad burn, they use pig skin, which I'm not a fan about, but they use pig skin because it's close to human skin, the heart, the brain. Yeah. So it's, there was pigs are just amazing. I just love pigs. I should send you some photos with me jogging with Spotty. They're just amazing animals. They really are. They're just so intelligent.
I'd like to have
a pig.
I would like to have a pig pet. It would be nice to have one on the farm. I met one a couple of years ago. Really fabulous. A picture of one of me with one of those pigs. I was sitting down talking to it. And it was looking at me attentively.
You just got to be aware of the male pigs because they have tusks, and you got to keep those trimmed.
Otherwise, yeah, no, it's a female. You got to have female pigs as your friend.
I had one of each. I had one of each.
Would you dress up this week as dress up your pet day, and would you dress up a pig and bring the pig
When I used to travel a lot, when I was doing a lot of flying around, if I came back to my farm in Cobleskill, New York, and if I didn't have a gift for Corky and Spotty, they wouldn't talk to me for days. So I brought them back T-shirts. I brought them back T-shirts from every place. Triple X, quadruple X T-shirts from every city I went to. And when I came back, they expected that T-shirt. If I didn't have it, they wouldn't talk to me.
Ooh, really?
It's amazing.
Have we talked
about eccentric?
Yes, you are. Have we talked about dogs being used as rat vigilantes in New York because of all the millions of rats that are there?
I don't think we have. But you know, terriers. That's what they were bred for. You know, terriers, dogs.
No,
bred for going. Yeah, they were bred to. They were you know, going after animals in holes, rats and oh, why am I going blank on this? The dachshunds were trained for badgers. There's nothing tougher than a badger. So they go into the burrows and whatever. So, yeah, they're amazing when it comes to looking
City
for rats.
City of New York last year spent $32 million chasing rats out of buildings and neighborhoods in New York. How'd they all get there, I guess, would be the question. Is it because there's so much garbage and rubbish and stuff?
Yeah, there's
so much
food and so much breeding. You know, I've had rats as pets. Rats are incredible. Listen to me. Rats are incredible pets. I'll give you a funny story. I have one tomato plant on my deck. I've been trying to grow a tomato for the last 20 years and have yet to get one tomato. I have one tomato plant on my deck, and I have these squirrels that go into it all the time. So people say, well, you can do this to get rid of the squirrels, you can do this to get rid of the squirrels. I said to Denise, you know what, next time I go outside, I'm going to ask the squirrels what type of salad dressing they would like with my tomatoes.
Well, the new mayor has a plan to use buckets that can trap up to 30 rats at a time. It's been... more money catch them. But PETA folks don't like it. The PETA folks say rats are simply trying to eke out an existence like other people in New York.
In other words, how about cleaning up the city? If there's not garbage around, rats aren't going to be there. That's an example. If you have a bird feeder, I'm a love bird feeder. If you have a bird feeder in the house, that may attract rats to the house as well. So you got to be really conscientious. But they have a right to live also. So if things were really nice and clean and garbage wasn't left on the streets and all that nonsense, and you can walk down the street in New York and get a 7-course dinner just what's on the street.
New York.
The bottom line
is
you won't have any rats. You won't have any rats. Yeah. Same thing in San Francisco. Even in Santa Monica where I live now, I just heard on the news this morning that there's going to be a rat problem. Some people blame it on the homeless encampments. I don't know if that's true or not, but there's a rat problem now, even in Southern California.
Yep. All right. So we have decided we're going to post photos of your dogs for Friday. If you have pictures of your dog, your cat, or whatever in clothing, send them to Jay. What's the address? It's just our Twitter and Facebook, Instagram account, Jay, right?
Yeah, DJV Show.
All right, so let's get some of those pictures so we can celebrate Dress Up Your Pet Day next Wednesday. Send your pictures in today. Twitter at DJV Show, Instagram at DJV Show, and listen to Warren on the Pet Show.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.